Network.
Overdrive here to get to some of the folks who have been holding the longest, Sean and Dean and others. Sean in New York, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for getting me on. I appreciate it. I'm kind of wondering, you know, we know an attack is probably going to come. We know from the past attacks, all the videotape evidence disappears, the witnesses disappear.
Oh, no, the government is the terrorist because it's criminals inside the government. Yeah, no, it's...
Wouldn't it be smart for people if they see something, you know how the government says see something, say something against, you know, we should report on each other? Shouldn't we, if we're like a deli owner or a house owner or a business owner, if we see government agents surrounding the building or checking out the surveillance, maybe we should turn our cameras on?
No, that's what I meant to say. We need to film government people. And we do need to say something. The problem is people warned about 9/11 when the feds were getting ready for it and were ordered to shut up or killed, including the former head of FBI anti-terror, who they basically hired to run the security there, who died in it, John O'Neill. We need to know they're the terrorist. It's people in uniform, major defense contractors, and folks with government security clearances. That's who's going to be taking out the federal buildings and stuff. And, I mean, you see feds putting gray sticks of butter in there. Don't just think because they got security badges, they're not. But understand, if you report it and your boss knows about the bombing, they're just going to kill you and then throw you into the rubble. In fact, that happens at a lot of these events. So you've got to get it out on YouTube yourself and get it out before you tell superiors because they may be in on it. And I'm not kidding. I mean, we got terrorists running the country.
Alex, I'm in 100% agreement with you. I appreciate what you're doing. I didn't hear you say on the air at all that if we see something suspicious, we need to film it and hold on to it. Not give it to Homeland Security, not give it to the FBI, hold on to it. If we're wrong, we're wrong. But if something does happen, then you know what? It needs to come out.
They confiscated the cameras on 9/11. From the Pentagon and World Trade Centers. They confiscated them from Oklahoma City, and a good FBI agent told the LA Times and got reprimanded. They said, we saw those videos. There were a bunch of men. Those videos are real. The government admits they have them. Again, I'm not saying all the feds are bad, but even they are told sit down and shut up. I mean, it's total proof they did it. Think about that. Very well said, sir. In fact, I meant to make that point. I just get so angry. I have a lot of anger problems now. I mean, especially because I started working out every day and eating healthier. It's just like, it's really bad. I'm going to be honest. This stuff gets to me, folks. And how I deal with stuff is anger and hatred. I love people so much, I just get super hateful at the bad people. I mean, I just really get angry. It's my source of energy is the problem in it. As I get more energy, I get more hateful. Dean in Virginia, you're our tail gunner. Go ahead. Sorry to the others.
Alex,
go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. And, I can sense the passion, which is exciting for all of us, and it's contagious. But our little group here in Virginia have been awakened since 1970s. And they've already called my buddy Miko crazy kook since the 70s. And we've been going along this road trying to wake other people up. Almost to the point that you get frustrated, but then you shift into anger mode, and you just want to go around smacking people. Now, as a former kickboxer, I can't do that. So what I've done, I've created a 3x5 card, and I call it multi-level awakening. I wear thought-provoking, eye-provoking T-shirts that say, Obama loves America, like O.J. loved Nicole, Obama, destroyer of America. What it does, it wakes people up. They look at you either good or bad. And I hand them a 3x5 card, which I've printed up a couple thousand.
No, if patriots all did the kind of stuff you're doing, or hey, here's a powerful copy of a film. You don't say, oh, I know it's kooky. Please watch. You say, hey, they don't want you to see this. You know what? I want to hear more about that. Why don't you write an article about what you're doing? I should have taken more calls. I don't even respect you guys properly and have enough of the calls. You're all so awesome. Send us an article. Or shoot a video on YouTube about what you're doing, and I'll post it on Infowars.com. You're awesome. And I'm going to post Mike Adams' video, too, on InfoWars.com right now. And get our article out about the terror alert. Retweet it.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years, and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone, and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This will be one of the most important broadcasts I have ever done. Coming up in about 15 minutes at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, an article that Paul Watson and I have been working on this morning that he's finishing up right now, will be posted to the websites, and it is a worldwide private sector media alert. InfoWars is going to issue a worldwide terrorism threat alert. Years before the State Department admitted that Mexico was one of the most dangerous countries in the world and that you shouldn't travel there, we could see the numbers of thousands of dead, hundreds of U.S. tourists every year, and tell you that even though they wouldn't issue the alert, that it's not safe. And when it became cartoonishly obvious with 40,000 dead or so in just a few years, hundreds and hundreds of U.S. citizens, kidnappings, murders, you name it, they finally issued those a couple years ago. So when the federal government, who's been caught, and we're going to have this in the article, issuing fake terror alerts in 2005 and then again in 2009. And Governor Ridge, the former head of Homeland Security 2 years ago, wrote a book about it. These are the terrorists. These are the people trying to scare us into submission to give up our Bill of Rights and Constitution. But when you look at it, they're the ones lying about WMDs to take us to war. That's a false flag terror threatening us with those weapons that don't exist. That's the definition of terrorism. The definition of terrorism throughout history is to carry out violence or threaten violence so that populations will accept a political goal. And so you're told, give up your rights so the terrorist will kill you. That is terrorizing someone. Telling a child, be good or the boogeyman's going to get you. That's an old-fashioned way to make kids behave. What the old-timers did, telling them parables, Hansel and Gretel and things like that. That's terrorizing them. Telling a child, don't go swim in the water or a shark will eat you. That's terrorizing someone. And that's what the system does. They dance around going ooga booga. But here's the deal. With all of the preconditioning, the rollouts we're seeing, the media hype that I'm going to go over here in a moment, with all of this going on, with all of this happening, we are in a prime zone ahead of this war with Iran for staged terror in Europe, Israel, the United States, Asia, Africa, Latin America, you name it, as governments everywhere hire private corporations or hire terror groups, many of which are just mercenary groups, operating under different shadowy names, to stage attacks as pretext to get the population to go along with war and with the financial global consolidation, the global financial takeover that's taking place as the megabanks steal tens of trillions of dollars from taxpayers globally every year and have those governments sign over fraudulent, what they say is irrevocable control of their nations. All the big movements are happening. The political planets are aligning for global consolidation, open world government, giant wars bigger than just regional wars that the Rand Corporation called for to help bring in their New World Order 3 years ago, that PNAC 11 years ago, September 20th, 2000, called for something as big as a Pearl Harbor event on American citizens, 3,000 dead, as a pretext to launch the wars. Read it. Rebuilding America's Defenses, September 20th, published, written about in the New York Times, Washington Post. I'm on radio talk shows with neocons sometimes, back when I had time to do it, you know, to come on and debate people. And I'd say, well, Dick Cheney wrote in PNAC, September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses, that they wanted to use race-specific bioweapons, have giant terror attacks as a pretext to launch wars, to take over Afghanistan, Iraq. And they'll say, shut up, conspiracy theorist. And I'd be, well, wait, just search it. Oh, yes, search it. I could find anything on the Internet. And I'm like, no, it's Project for New American Century, PNAC.org. Please look it up. No, you're lying. And they, you know, get a caller on and go, why don't you just move in with the Taliban? Bet you work with Al-Qaeda. I'm like, Zbigniew Brzezinski, he's, you know, written 2 books admitting the U.S. government founded Al-Qaeda. The former foreign secretary of England went public about that and then died right after, saying it was totally staged. The former head of a German intelligence went public, Andres von Bülow. Oh, Mr. Bülow, going to tell me next about a Bilderhamburger? Well, no, Bilderberger's real. It's the global elite meeting. Ah, the global elite meeting. Yeah, the U.N. wants a global tax, global army. Go to U.N., you know, his own website. Oh, sure they do. Oh, you know, you people are. This is what we deal with. And we've shown you the memos in the last decade, now public. Before we'd get a Homeland Security document, a PNAC document, we'd be given it by a business owner, police officer, a federal marshal, state police officer, FBI, people that are good inside the system and have seen that we're telling the truth that give us information. And, you know, I'd come out 4 years ago with a Homeland Security document, and Ron Paul would get called and say, I don't know if that's real. We got to check. And then Homeland Security comes out and says, yeah, we do list Ron Paul, if you support him, that you may be a terrorist. Yeah, if you're a libertarian, we say you may be a terrorist. Yeah, it's real. And people are like, whoa, they're saying returning veterans and libertarians and nationalists and those that want to, quote, get out of the UN are terrorists? Wow. You know, and then it was every major show in the country not giving us credit, of course, for breaking all of that. And then we learned from listeners that they're training Boy Scouts to spy on their parents. People don't believe it. Then it comes out in the news and people are like, well, that's good. Then we get documents 3 years before it's brought out in mainstream media that they're training tens of thousands, now it's hundreds of thousands, of preachers to spy on their flocks. And people are like, oh, that can't be real. That's not America. Then it comes out and people are like, well, that's good. And then it turns out the coffee shops, the cable repair person, the telephone man, the water company, they're all in there. And now you see it when people are in your house, they'll chat you up. And they'll start asking you questions. What's this? What's that? Oh, I see you're growing some plants here. You know, what kind of plant's this? It's a jade plant. And I'm like, what? Are you trying to see if I'm doing something illegal? Well, we just ask. Oh, we just ask. And then see, now it's all admitted because it's going mainline. It's going mainline everywhere. And so, coming up at the bottom of the hour, I am going to focus and give you a detailed analysis breakdown on what we're facing. And I just got chills. And I'm risking my life to do this. Believe me, the globalists do not like what we're doing here. That's why they're openly talking about censoring us by name. Okay? Yeah, there's the New York Times. First line of the article. Scouts trained to fight terrorists and more. First line of the article. They trained to take out an Iraq war vet. People laugh and say, well, they're 14-year-olds. This is from 3 years ago. They're now 17. You ever heard of the Hitlerjugend? You know, the Soviets did that. It's not about them being the toughest or the smartest. It's about them being young and following orders and being cannon fodder. You know what the Hitler Youth did to the Russian army coming in to those cities? They killed tens of thousands of Russian soldiers. A kid is just fearless enough to actually climb right up underneath the tank and place the phosphorus mine on it. They're dumb because they're young. They're not informed yet. That's why they want you at 18 to join the military. And that's why by the time you get out when you're 30 years old, you're marked as the enemy. Because they know you've been psychologically profiled and hired into a police department or into a security system if you follow orders, watch football all day, and think the American people are your enemy. That's the 30% in the actuaries. In all the different studies, around 30%. Generally, it's really about 28% on average, but let's just say 30. 30% will do anything they're told. TSA, people like that. 70% are awake. And you know what? You're the number one enemy. You're tracked, you're traced, you're watched, you're in a file. Okay, just get that straight. And that's on record. Just like before it was on record, I told you that was the case because I'd been to the drills and watched it. I'd snuck into drills. The feds were so mad that they were threatening to kill me over the telephone on a weekly basis and had people when I was in Florida and other areas jumping out of the woods at night because I was trying to film drills taking on, they were practicing taking over U.S. cities, and they would have guys, this happened. Mike Hansen saw it. A guy jumps out of the bushes and starts lighting things on fire, saying I'd done it. And I had to put it out and start tackling the guy and threaten to physically stomp his guts out and take the lighter away from him. And, of course, he was assigned to military intelligence. That's who runs America, because I fight the narcotics trafficking, because I fight the treason, because I am a soldier of the Republic defending this country, because I know what I'm talking about, because I'm motivated and I improvise from nowhere and saw the UN documents when I was 20 years old and got motivated to get a media system and develop this and built it brick by brick from nothing. And I'm an example of what you can do to expose these people and what all of you can do to fight the New World Order. It's time to get aggressive because they're coming into the end game right now with this new war and the checkpoints and the rollouts and a stack of globalist media where they're saying today libertarians are terrorists, gun owners are terrorists, people that pay $2 cash for a cup of coffee are terrorists. Okay? I mean, it is on, and you need to figure this out. It is on. Look, You understand that this type of tyranny progresses like any disease. It's like brain cancer. We got a chance to cut it out, folks, but it's going to progress and progress. And it is the nastiest tyranny I've ever seen. Okay? It's us or them. There's no choice.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now, it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free urban survival mini course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Now, I'm going to focus and give you the wide spectrum analysis of this when we start the next long segment. But the article by Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones just went live seconds ago at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, our auxiliary frigate. Now, what I need you to do is get it, Twitter it, Facebook it, get it out to everybody. Because this isn't 2001 when I was doing every show saying they're going to blow up the World Trade Center, blame it on their CIA asset, Bin Laden, and then launch an anthrax attack. How did I know? the globalists were drilling for it and openly hyping it in the media. It's like fire departments that have been caught many times setting fires whenever budget cuts come, or firefighters that get caught planting bombs. It happens all the time. The average firefighter is a great person, but there's a certain type who does this so they can be the hero. It's the oldest trick in the book. Munchausen by proxy, abusing your kids so you can be the savior. And all of us are basically acting like a bunch of Stockholm Syndrome folks. Well, not me. I don't like my abusers. I don't appreciate it. And I see them building a giant army of scum. We're the boss in this country. The federal government can't say my Bill of Rights is gone. They can't say my Declaration of Independence is gone. My Constitution's gone. They can't say they can secretly arrest me and kill me. They can try it through terrorist illegal force, just like somebody can try to rob a bank and shoot the teller. But they're lawless, and I'm calling them out. I'm not here to do this at half speed. I'm not here to lose. And I see you murderers and all of your childlike idiot servants in government, all the compartmentalized twits who are too weak-minded to see what's going on. And that's the general public, more than even police and military. I've got to be honest. Most police and military I talk to on average are more awake than the public by far. But that's low and mid-level feds and police and military. When you get into the higher ranks, they are power-tripping servants, or they're very stupid bag men who will do whatever they're told. Okay? It's very simple. It's not complex. This has happened over and over again. InfoWars has issued an emergency terror alert. Threat of false flag event has never been greater. This is a full global worldwide emergency alert. And I'm giving you specific, incredible threats with specific, incredible evidence. Not vague stuff. We know exactly who the terrorists are. They're the people that issue the fake terror alerts. They're the people creating brown shirt goon forces without jurisdiction, sticking their hands down your pants to train you to be a prisoner. Now, by the way, we just got off the phone. This segues into it. We just got off the phone with the family. And I actually just had the article here in my stack out of the Washington Post, where they sit there with a straight face and talk about how, guys, just reprint it, or somebody came in here and got my article. This is really bad. See, I'm so angry. I'm like a race car engine about to blow, man. I got to settle down. I need the Washington Post article that I know is right here about parents criminally charged for their five-year-old late to class. And, of course, they did this with the wrong family, because the family are both lawyers, and they went to the state code and went, wait a minute, it's more than 10 unexcused absences before truancy becomes criminal. Our child was late to class. How were you sending us a summons to come to a family court? This is a false charge. This is illegal. Exactly what we discovered in Texas 14 years ago. It was on the news. It was entered. Somebody take this out of my stack. I'm so angry at the government. I need to control myself. Thank you. It's just a criminal, premeditated evil of these people. It was on the news. Judge G. Merrill's giant dungeons for the children, some of the biggest in the state. They feed them into the Texas Youth Commission, which is publicly has rape rooms, child abuse centers, public raping. The judges, the police that are part of the crime syndicate come in and rape them. It's all come out in the news. The state police tried to stop it, were ordered to back off, didn't back off, so they fired the head of the DPS over it. All this came out. Anyways, Judge Jean Meir, who feeds the children into the pit of hell, this demonic Janet Napolitano, Janet Reno lookalike, it's all the same servants, same type. She would call the families in and go, your seven-year-old was late to class three times the last month. Sign this document or I'll throw him in jail. And the parents, not knowing their rights, would sign it. Now their child was on probation through a corporate agreement. And there was no law. It was all done through wicked, black widow, demonic, spider-like evil. So this lawyer said, I'll come on, but I first want you to read the code. I'm being attacked everywhere saying, why aren't my kids and my daughter in school? It's incredible how they rule over us by deception, by way of deception. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to an emergency worldwide citizen alert. This is a real terror attack threat alert. The globalists are so arrogant that in open white papers, Democratic operatives are openly discussing and saying they want to have a staged attack blamed on libertarians and conservatives. Even Fox News has covered this. It is in our article, and I'm seeing the pre-propaganda accelerate like I did before 9/11, but a rebranding off of a Muslim threat onto a domestic threat, and that is in the news today. FBI paying cash for a cup of coffee, a potential indicator of terror activity. They also asked the internet cafe coffee shops that if someone is using a server proxy to search the internet or to get search results, that you should call the FBI on them. After decades of denying that government was spying on us without warrants, and after a decade of Google promising to never keep the results or share them, they're now admitting you have no rights. We're going to use the data and sell it. Medical information, anything you do, anything you search. And so that's the equivalent of saying all your mail has to be in a see-through plastic container or envelope, or that you have to live in a glass house. That if you want to close the blinds, I mean, I went in the bathroom this morning, I closed the door, that's bad. This is the total overthrow of all basic liberty. And Paul Watson has the link to the FBI's flyer and announcement. This is big breaking news. At InfoWars.com, communities against terrorism, potential indicators of terrorist activities related to Internet Cafe. And we've shown you dozens of these for barber shops, for gun shops, for five and dimes, for farm and ranch supply stores, for tattoo shops. You know, they say, do they have American flag tattoos? Go ahead and call us. At the gun shop, are they missing fingers? At the farmer supply shop, are they missing fingers? Go ahead and call us. I'd say about 10% of farmers I know are missing fingers or missing arms. I got family missing fingers. You ever actually worked in your life on a farm or a ranch? You ever worked about heavy equipment? You ever driven tractors? Ever stuck your arm in a combine to pull something out? The point is it's about training everyone to be spies and to trust no one or a threat that doesn't kill as many people every year as honeybees. So we have that report. Then we have Reuters. FBI warns of threat from anti-government extremists. And then you read the manual, libertarians. They use that as the example of the extremist threat. You mean people that are actually more like the founding fathers than the average dumbed-down cattle? You mean real Americans. I mean, what made America great? The good guys who are exposing that you're the terrorist, you're saying we're the terrorist. No, sir. And then they go on to say in this new manual that's out, the farmer who's losing his property because he can't pay the property tax. You know, the economy's being shut down, so you're forced to go into bankruptcy. You don't have a cushy government job. Oh, they're coming. Or the people that can't pay anymore for all the inspection stickers and tickets. 11% of my state, last time I checked, has arrest warrants out. The biggest prison population in the world. And when you're finally pushed to the wall, when you're pushed all the way to the edge, and you can't put up with it, and I know all the sovereign citizen type folks, they're always people pushed to the wall, had their kid taken, then they got a divorce, then the IRS took their painting business. Now they live for 15 years out of their van, and they're done. You've destroyed them, and they're done, and they're living in a van getting odd jobs. And you know what? You're right. They've been to jail 10 times for no reason because cops harass them but let the illegal aliens go. And there's coming a day, and you're right, where they're not going to go with the redcoats anymore to the stinking, filthy prison. You're right. They're the type of folks that hid in the woods when the Nazis took over Poland and set up the same checkpoints and IDs to have jobs and all of it. You're right. They're people pushed over the edge. And it goes on. Anti-government extremists opposed to taxes and regulations pose a growing threat to local law enforcement in the United States, the FBI warned Monday. Of course, what did the New York Times come out with? The American people are taking their towns and cities back. They believe in Agenda 21, UN rules. Well, the UN, it is a UN global treaty, and you know, we are increasing your power prices and taking your property and not letting you build a barn on your own land. And, you know, and they are banning light bulbs and saying what type of toilet you can have and all this. But you know what? It says, oh, they don't like the new environmental regulations. Yeah, I see newscasts every couple of days where they're coming to people in Michigan and everywhere else and saying, we're going to put a tax and a meter on your well now. Well, my grandfather dug that well. We just water the garden with it. It's an old hand-dug 200-foot well. Well, it's a felony if you don't let us put this on it. And we're going to tax you, and you got to send in a test every month that it's safe for you to drink. You see, everything Stalin did to the Ukraine, we're going under it. You think you're going to get a gas pipeline or an oil pipeline from Canada? It's going to China. You think you're going to get a coal power plant? It's getting shut down. You think you're going to have a business? They're going to pay major corporations to copy your business and move it to Mexico or China. The name of the game is destroy us. And publicly, the federal government funds Al-Qaeda, the underwear bombers, the shoe bombers, protects Major Hassan, puts Al-Qaeda in Syria, puts Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, puts total Al-Qaeda in control of Libya, and then waves their finger at us and says, give your rights up, Al-Qaeda's going to hit. I've interviewed the head of the U.S. Embassy when they were ordered to let Mohammed Atta and others into the United States when they were flagged as top terrorists. And the CIA called their boss and said, you stop that hold, you let them in. That terror designation is a cover for our deep agents. They were taking part in drills. They were set up. Then it turns out they were trained at U.S. bases. The head of the Defense Language School, Colonel Butler, went public and said, these men, well, at least four of them, trained in my class in high-level spy training. Something's going on, he said. The government did this. You bet your bottom dollar they did. Let me say that again. The hijackers trained in U.S. spy bases. And you'd say, well, people go public. They did go public. And after people's families get threatened with being killed, and he was threatened with a court-martial, he shut up. I called his house a month after 9/11 when he was in the San Jose Mercury News saying the government did it. And there was a woman screaming in the background saying they threatened us. I told you, hang it up. No, no, no. This is the real world. This is what we deal with. The people running the government are the ones that blew up Oklahoma City and that daycare center. And I've had the cops on. I've had the head of HUD who was there and saw the feds planting the bombs. They said, oh, it's just a telephone work. I've had them all on. I've had cops on who saw the feds with the bombs and the rest of it, and they came to him in the Oklahoma City, you know, to the sergeant's office, the head of the K-9 unit, and said, you and your wife are dead. I've had Officer Browning on this show. You're dead if you look into this anymore. Okay? They did it. We caught the FBI anti-terrorism director there the day before saying he wasn't with the hotel receipts and eyewitnesses. They did it. We've caught them. They are the terrorist. Okay? Now let me give you the worldwide alert. As this article goes on, these extremists, sometimes known as sovereign citizens who know you're the terrorist, believe they can live outside any type of government authority. No, you live outside the Bill of Rights and Constitution, so you're illegitimate. Marbury versus Madison. You are openly saying you can secretly arrest us and kill us. You are lawless criminals. Just like Hitler may have said he was the law in Germany, but I say he didn't. You may have your little tin badges and the rest of it, but my warrant is sworn out by the Republic and by common sense and organic law and the Bill of Rights and by God Almighty. You like that? You like my badge? You know it. It's called fearlessness in your murdering face, killers. We're going to defeat you and you know it. I will it. And millions of others will it with me right now. And what we agree on earth together, God makes it done in heaven. I'm sick of you murdering scum. Continuing, the extremists may refuse to pay taxes, defy government environmental, you mean UN regulations, and believe the United States went bankrupt. It's on record we did. It's all in the War Powers Act. Read it. Routine encounters with police can turn violent, drop of a hat. Yeah, you pull somebody over with their family. You start talking about you're going to take them to jail because, you know, they can't pay all their tickets because you bankrupted them. So now they say the CPS, they start calling to have the CPS come pick the kids up. Yeah, you bet people can't handle it anymore when you send your Nazis to pick up their kids, bunch of pot-bellied pedophiles. You bet people are sick of you. Routine encounters with police can turn violent at the drop of a hat, said Stuart MacArthur, Deputy Assistant Director in FBI's Counterterrorism Division. Gotta love that, Counterterror Division. You mean the folks that ship guns into Mexico? To blame the Second Amendment, you mean those kind of terror attacks? We thought it was important to increase the visibility of the threat with the state and local law enforcement. They're getting ready for some new Oklahoma cities to blame us. And they want the cops to go, you did warn us. You care about us. Yeah, we're sorry they hit the local police department daycare center. Don't know how the terrorists found that one. And if you're a local cop and catch them, get video, get it out that day, or they'll kill you. They killed a lot of cops and a lot of other people at OKC, and a lot from 9/11. They'll kill you in a minute. A lot of you are cowards. They call up and threaten you and your family. You'll just roll over right there. We thought it was important to increase the visibility of the threat with state and local law enforcement, he said. In May of 2002, West Memphis, Arkansas police officers were shot and killed in an argument that developed after they pulled over a sovereign citizen in traffic. That whole thing was really shady. Last year, an extremist in Texas opened fire on a police officer during a traffic stop. The officer was not hit. Legal convictions of such extremists, mostly for white-collar crimes as fraud, that means actually suing the criminals back, have increased, and it just goes on. And they're going on to say, get ready for it to happen. Now, let me give you the worldwide terror alert. This is a maximum alert. Okay, a lot of data goes into this, a lot of data points. But I can see them gearing up for the new war, all of it, and they're going to want to clamp down on free speech and the rest of it. They know we're getting close to them. InfoWars issues emergency terror alert. Threat of false flag event has never been greater, given the fact that the U.S. and Israel are both yearning for a casus belli to launch an attack on Iran, added to recent history where a staged provocation was considered, and in addition to the innumerable examples of false flags overseen by the Obama administration alone, the threat of staged terror has never been greater. Unlike the plethora of fake terror alerts that former Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge admitted were issued for political propaganda, this one is very serious indeed. And I'm giving you specific threats. U.S. intelligence officials, that's the people doing it, last week upped the rhetoric against Iran during congressional testimony by claiming that Tehran is preparing to launch reprisal attacks inside the United States. And they also separately in the Brookings Institution and others said that they would stage a provocation. Like we don't read that. Like we're idiots. Director of National Intelligence James R. Clapper Jr. cited the alleged Iranian plot to assassinate a Saudi ambassador on U.S. soil as a sign that some Iranian officials, probably including Supreme Leader, have changed their calculus and are now willing to conduct an attack in the United States in response to real or perceived U.S. actions that threaten the regime. Is that why they've laid there even in the region and taken the attacks inside their country? As we documented at the time, according to U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, no information concerning the supposed plot even existed within FBI channels, strongly suggesting the story was manufactured by the Obama administration. The New York Times also reported that dubious nature of the plot caused a wave of puzzlement and skepticism from some foreign leaders and outside experts. Advocates of an attack on Iran have implied the U.S. could stage a provocation. We have links to them saying it. As a pretext for a military assault, in January of 08, Dick Cheney's office considered staging an incident, we have a link to Pulitzer Prize winner writing about that, to blame on Iran warships and U.S. ships patrolling the Strait of Hormuz were attacked. But the big threat is domestic, folks. That's what they're gearing up for. Despite this sordid history of lies that were manufactured about weapons of mass destruction, Niger Yellowcake, and dodgy dossiers to justify the invasion of Iraq in 03, we're seeing history repeat itself as the U.S. seeks to exploit another artificial crisis as a pretext to back the Israeli attack on Iran. Numerous examples since Obama took office illustrate how this administration and the intelligence agencies that surround it are by no means reticent to bizarrely lie and stage events for political purposes. Despite the Obama administration's best efforts to characterize Operation Fast and Furious, an ATF program that sought to put U.S.-based firearms in the hands of Mexican drug smugglers, as little more than a screw-up, the most damning evidence strongly indicates that the whole operation, well, CBS News got the fact that it was, doesn't indicate, is an attempt to launch a false flag assault on the Second Amendment of the American people. Yeah, they said they'd blame it on that. Obama himself told gun control advocate Sarah Brady last year that his administration was working under the radar to sneak attack the Second Amendment just months before the Fast and Furious scandal leaked. And at the same time as the administration officials were blaming violence in Mexico on the Second Amendment, when in reality the administration itself was responsible for arming the drug cartels. These are terrorists. 8 agencies involved. A further example of false flag attack under the current administration involves the Christmas Day underwear bomber, who was helped through security despite being on a terrorist watch list with no passport by a well-dressed Indian man on Christmas Day 09. It later emerged the State Department was ordered, this is on C-SPAN, not to revoke his visa by federal counterterrorism officials, even though the accused bomber had known terrorist ties. That's a quote. In addition to the fact that his own father had worked, his own father had warned U.S. intelligence officials on the threat posed by him a month before the attempted attack. While the public is now being told that terrorists are about to strike on U.S. soil, the U.S. government itself has warned that Al-Qaeda-funded terrorists in Libya, again, while the public is being told that terrorists are about to strike on U.S. soil, the U.S. government itself has armed and funded Al-Qaeda terrorists in Libya to overthrow Gaddafi and is now backing Al-Qaeda groups in Iran to carry out bombings and assassinations. Links to the government admitting all this in an effort to undermine Ahmadinejad government. The same terrorists used in Libya were also subsequently airlifted to Syria as part of an effort to depose President Bashar Assad. Now, it goes on in the domestic areas, and that's the most important part of this. I'm going to have this updated there and point out that we are issuing a real terror threat because these governments are known to have staged terror attacks. They've been known to create provocations. They are the real suspects and the ones that have motive to stand.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Have taken over our government and our society. They're funding foreign terrorists to menace us so they can take our rights and staging domestic events so they can go after free speech and continue to get away with their criminal activities. It's the oldest trick in the book, and it's happening. And I'm seeing massive media hype in movies, but also in nonfiction, but it really is fiction, nightly news. Everywhere they're saying the right-wingers are getting ready to attack. And there's all these advisors to Obama, Shapiro and others, saying a big terror attack is the only thing that will save you. And now the media is saying get ready for the attack. And I've learned how to watch these people. So I want the system to know our people are everywhere. And that's the only thing that's been holding it back so far. Is the system knows we continue to catch them. We caught them on Fast and Furious. I reported on that 6 years ago. That's how I was able to tell you Bush was involved. And that Holder would then play that card on Issa. Months later, he did. I know how they work. The Mutual Blackmail Society. And, you can sit there and play chess with them all day, and you can see their next moves. And I'm telling you, they look like they're going for the terror card. And you've got Iran in there. They could just have Iran stage an attack. You know, say Iran did it, or provocateurs some group. Or they could claim that domestic groups hit and Iran hit and link that up. But now they're saying paying for coffee with cash and telling internet bars, internet shops, cafes to watch what you're surfing. Again, it's a total spy society. How about we watch you crooks? How about we watch the folks that are known for doing this? And I just called Paul during the break because we went over this article this morning. I'm going to have him up front. In the article, add the part about they're going after domestic, not just saying it's Al-Qaeda. It continues here. While the public is being told that terrorists are about to strike on U.S. soil, the U.S. government itself has armed and funded Al-Qaeda terrorists in Libya. And it goes through all that fact. It is crystal clear that the gigantic anti-terror apparatus itself, created in the aftermath of 9/11, is now being used against the American people. With citizens being trained to spy on each other under the auspices of Homeland Security, See Something, Say Something campaign, to illustrate the absurdity of how far this reaches, hot dog sellers at the recent Super Bowl were trained by the TSA to spot terrorists. Both the DHS and the FBI are also characterizing mundane behavior, such as paying for a cup of coffee with cash, using a video camera, talking to police officers. Yeah, talking's terrorism now. Wearing hoodies, driving vans, writing on a piece of paper. We have links to all this. And using a cell phone recording application as indicators of terrorist activity. How about working for a government that's been known to stage terror attacks and been caught doing it? How about that? To top it all off, the Obama administration was also instrumental in passing a provision of the NDAA bill, which authorizes the military to kidnap and incarcerate U.S. citizens without trial, merely on the accusation that they may be terrorists. The environment of fear and paranoia has been created as a result of all this makes fertile ground for the government to stage a crisis or manufacture an emergency situation that will be used to rally the American people around a number of different domestic and geopolitical agendas. And again, Paul, I called him about an hour and a half before news time. I went over some notes, some points I wanted in this alert. He's going to add some more. He's going to point out that I warned in July of 2001 about the upcoming attack. I even called the target, and I did have Dr. Monteith coming on. I'm going to push him back 20 minutes into the next hour because I've got to continue breaking this down, how I know all this, okay? Again, we have a fraudulent government. I mean, they take kids from people who haven't even committed crimes. They're taking people's kids now who aren't even violating the truancy laws. We've got proof of that. It's a lawless group of criminals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.